Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk.
Die Suid-Afrikaanse ekonomie is tans onder geweldige druk en werkloosheid neem toe, soos ons gister gesien het met die bekendmaking van die jongste werkloosheidscyfers deur Statistieke Suid-Afrika. En daarby gaan die nuwe Amerikaanse invoertariewe ook ons ekonomie negatief raak, al weet ons nog nie presies hoe groot hierdie impak gaan wees nie. Een van die regering se kernplanne om ekonomiese groei aan te wakker is om die land in 'n reuse konstruksiewerf te omskep. En ons het met die jongste begroting gehoor dat die regering meer as 'n triljoen rand, dis 1000 miljard rand, oor die volgende 3 jaar aan infrastruktuur wil bestee. Dit het ook gister aan die lig gekom dat ten spyte van stygende werkloosheid, die konstruksiesektor die afgelope jaar reeds 55.000 nuwe werksgeleenthede geskep het, waarvan 20.000 in die tweede kwartaal. Op die lyn is Dean McPherson, hy is die minister van openbare werke en infrastruktuur. Dean, thank you so much for your time. It seems as if there is some life in the infrastructure and construction industries. Do these increase in jobs stem from one or two big project, or are they relatively broad-based?
Well, I think that they are relatively broad-based, and to see the year-on-year numbers is really positive, because that shows an accumulation of jobs in the construction sector, which is also quite seasonal, based on some of the work that we've been doing to primarily build confidence in the sector on two fronts. One is to say that what government says it will build, and that we stop cancelling tenders, we stop delaying payments, and so on. And two, that we actually ensure safety on our projects and construction sites around the country. Now, since we launched our construction summit last year to deal with the construction mafia, we've seen an 80% decline in lost construction hours due to stoppages. So that is now directly translating into profitability, into construction, and give those that are building these projects confidence to employ more people and that they will be done on time. So I think it's based around a number of changes that we've made into the industry, the partnerships that we are forging, not only with construction industry players, but also within government. And incrementally, those changes add up to the picture that we've seen released by StatsSA.
Let's talk about those two factors you've mentioned. And let's start with the construction mafia. It's actually fantastic to see that there has been proactive steps to reduce the really almost destructive impact this mafia and these crime syndicates had on our industry. Has there been any arrests and people being held to account which flowed from the initiative you implemented?
Yes, since the declaration that we signed last year between the SAPS, National Treasury, and ourselves, we've seen over 250 arrests on construction sites, which is really positive. We obviously want to turn those arrests into convictions, and there's been a number of convictions. We are also working on the specific point around what gives rise to the construction mafia, which is the so-called 30% set-aside, which effectively monetized the mafia. And to that extent, we published the social facilitation framework, which was a document which really entrenches community participation, not 1 week before the project starts, but 6 months in advance. So we really make sure that it's part of the planning process so that communities actually own their infrastructure. And that's critically important for us, because if they feel that they are participants and they have ownership of these projects, they're much more likely to also fend off any people who may want to have a distraction. So it's a coordinated approach. We haven't perfected it yet, but I'm convinced that the data shows that we are winning that war.
And new projects, are you seeing the private sector coming to the party in addition to the government projects, which you've said are now not being cancelled, but, you know, the construction work starts?
Absolutely. You will have seen that 3 key financial metrics were announced. The first one was the 1 trillion rand budget for infrastructure over the next 3 years. So that has put a lot of confidence into the industry. The second point is that the Budget for Infrastructure Committee, which allocates government's portion towards infrastructure projects now meets four times a year, not once a year. So we're able to get to the market a lot quicker than previously. Thirdly, in May, we announced a doubling of our construction book just in 12 months to 280 billion rand worth of new infrastructure projects for the next 12 months. So you can see that we're really building solid momentum in the infrastructure space, and particularly with Infrastructure South Africa being at the center of the planning and coordination of that effort, we're able to have projects that don't fail at the first hurdle, but are able to get off, get into the ground and be completed on time and on budget.
The 280 billion you've just referred to, is that only government projects or does it include private sector projects?
So we obviously only focus on government-led projects. You know, those are also open to public participation. We've been talking about and conceptualizing for some time what we're going to do with our asset portfolio that the government owns, roughly around 150 billion rand worth of properties that either need to be renovated or built. So the construction industry is very interested in that, which we're doing. So what we want to do is we want to create a pipeline of projects that government co-funds. We know that we can't fund the entire rollout of infrastructure around South Africa. Our position and government's position really is public-private partnerships are the way to go. So we will seek to de-risk those projects. So we will fund the riskiest parts of them and then allow the private sector to come in and, you know, fund the more profitable side of the projects, run those concessions for a number of years, and then either seek to renegotiate them or government would take those projects over to run.
The 1 trillion rand you've referred to earlier, will that be spent?
Well, I mean, I think in fairness, that's the big thing that we've got to get right. And our view has really been how procurement takes place is going to be critical to this. And I think that we've seen a number of projects that have been procured badly, awarded even more badly. And so that's really what it hinges on. So we're making solid progress, particularly on the regulations around infrastructure procurement with National Treasury. So, you know, we focus on companies that have the ability to deliver on time and on budget, companies that don't require vast amounts of money. I think we incentivize bad behavior when we pay these huge upfront. We're surprised when those companies run off. So procurement is going to be critical, and that partnership with National Treasury is going to be even more important going forward.
Just lastly, it's August, it's Women's Month, and there's a big award function tomorrow. It's by the Construction Industry Development Board, and the role of women and the achievements of women in the sector will be celebrated and recognized. You will be the main speaker, but in your view, are women making inroads into this critical sector?
I think they are, but we can always do more. You know, my view is that we need to give everyone an equal opportunity to participate, no matter where they come from, what they look like. And so our job is to ensure that there are no barriers to entry. That's why one of the key components over the next year through the Construction Industry Development Board will be making 300 million rand available to enterprise development so that we actually grow the next tier of construction companies. And we're going to be specifically focusing on as well in that 300 million rand, 200 women owned and operated businesses that exist in the industry at the moment that could do with additional technical support and training. Because, you know, our view is that small business is big business for us. And the construction sector has shown that it can be an absorber of people without employment. And so the more businesses we're able to grow, the better. If we want to ensure that that is in the right space and right frame, women also have to be a big part of that sector, which is, I think we can all agree, has been predominantly run by men. But I think that women are absolutely capable, maybe sometimes more capable than men in some industries. And I think that they can do the same in construction as well. So we'll be recognizing the work that they're doing and also encouraging them to keep pushing forward in the construction sector.
Dien, baie dankie. Dit was Dien McPherson, die minister van Openbare Werke en Infrastruktuur.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoe elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoe, besoek moneyweb.co.za. of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.